from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. President Donald Trump has fired Lisa Cook, a member of the Federal Reserve, for cause. In a letter he sent, he said he's firing Lisa Cook because she was accused of fraud when it came to realty. And the move is very legally unprecedented, and it is bound to face a challenge. And again, Lisa Cook was found in terms of criminality. She was referred by a federal housing official to a criminal prosecution for the fraud. As we approach a new school year, adults can get better identifying when their kids need a break. Clinical psychologist Joseph Galasso of Baker Street Behavioral Health says a whirlwind of extracurricular activities can actually inhibit social development.
The level of commitment that is required of them and their time is the highest it's ever been in our history, and kids really just need free time. Their job, especially heading into the teenage years, is to spend time with each other.
He adds massive changes, like a child doesn't want to be around other kids, is not sleeping or eating, are red flags to consult with a mental health professional. President Trump also bringing back Bridgegate in response to recent criticism from Chris Christie. On ABC News Sunday, the former New Jersey governor said that Trump was failing to maintain a separation between the office of the president and the Justice Department. Trump hit back online and threatened to use the DOJ to reopen an investigation into, quote, sloppy Chris and his role in the infamous New Jersey political scandal. Christie, who has denied any involvement in Bridgegate, was never charged. And a recent survey found a majority of Americans believe moderate alcohol consumption is bad for your health.
The Gallup poll found the number of adults who said they drink alcohol to be at an all-time low since the poll's inception in 1939. The survey found 54% of Americans reported drinking alcohol occasionally, which is down from at least 60% between 1997 and 2023. The survey also found those who said they drink reported consuming an average of about 2.8 drinks in the last week. According to Gallup, that's the lowest the poll has recorded in nearly 30 years. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we bound for good weather this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Track.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The sky will be mainly clear through the nighttime hours, more comfortable compared to recent nights, lows in the upper 50s to near 60. Beautiful tomorrow with lots of sunshine and low humidity, highs near 80. Nothing more than a few clouds around tomorrow night, and largely dry on Wednesday, although a stray shower cannot be ruled out across the northwest hills, otherwise partly to mostly sunny and comfortable, highs in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
Right now, across the Garden State, 64 in Belvedere, 72 in Old Bridge, 72 in Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.